God is great. Lord, we come into this place to bless you, to glorify you. We set our hearts on you today, and we worship you, Lord, and we worship you, and we worship you. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Yeah, all right, come on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Glory to the name, yeah. Sing glory to the name of the Lord. Yeah, glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord Most High. Yeah, glory to the name of the Lord. Yeah, glory to the name of the Lord. Glory. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Yeah, the righteous run into it.
Is that not an old song? Man, that's a great song. God bless you, Lord. We've come to bless your name. You are magnificent, and we just love you, and we just lift up your name in this place. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Man on the throne with scars in his hands, the Lamb who has broken the power of sin, a son by a father, and he's praying for us.
Holy Spirit, fill this place.
Calling on the power of heaven.
How do we thank you, Lord? How do we thank you for taking us out of sin? thank you for washing us clean. How do we do it? Unbelievable. Not one of us in this room deserved it. We're all sinners saved by grace. Washed clean by the blood of the Most High God. We thank you for saving us. Thank you for saving me. What can I say? You are my everything. I will sing your praise. You shed your blood for me. What can I say? You took my sin and shame, a sinner caught by name. And great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Great. Sin. Jesus, my only hope, the Savior of the world. Great is the Lord, we cry. God, let your kingdom come. Your word has led me. Thank you for saving me. And great are you, Lord. Great, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you. Great are you, Lord. Sing it again. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you. Great, close your eyes and sing. Great. Great are you, great, oh. You've set your hope in me. Thank you.
Jesus, we pour out our affection on you right now in this moment. Oh, we adore you, Jesus. You might get some strength if you say out loud. It doesn't have to be loud, just, you know, not in your head. Jesus, I adore you. Jesus, I worship you. You are above all else. Amen. Amen. Whew. Thank you, guys. Thank you, worship team. You are a blessing in every way. I just appreciate you. Yes, Ron is still speaking today, but I wanted to share a few words from my heart. I asked him when I could do that, before or after his message, and he said before. So, as Stephanie wisely puts, I don't want to give a lot of life to what happened last week that was difficult, but I felt like I needed to say a few words, thank you, to you as a church family. And I just wanted to share my heart with you about it. If you were here last week, I want to thank you. To those of you who started praying the moment it got difficult, I felt your prayers. And I think they carried me through the whole day. And I just want to say thank you. And I also want to thank you for all of you who have really strong protective instincts and you wanted to get up and take action of some sort, but you listened to the voice of the Father saying, be still. And that was a very, very good thing because, you know, Jesus said in the Bible, he told his disciples, you need to be as wise as serpents, but as harmless as doves. And to me, when I was thinking about that this week, that's a balance of wisdom and compassion. You beautifully carried wisdom and compassion last week. And I just want to say, hats off. You blessed me so much by that. But I also want to say thank you to James. James, come on down, would you? Would you mind coming down? Because James, I always appreciate you every week, but last week I just felt especially thankful for you. You also carried compassion and wisdom, and I am so thankful that you know our heart enough to know that you didn't want us to have you escort those young men out. I wanted them to stay. And so I just have a little something for you as a thank you. We care about you, and this is something small, but it's something because we care. But I want you to stretch your hands towards James. You're welcome. Bless you. He was sideswiped on his way to church this morning. Yeah. So let's pray protection over him right now. Jesus, we thank you for James, sending him especially to our little church family. I'm so grateful for him that he knows you and loves you and carries your wisdom and compassion so beautifully and so with such strength. And so I pray protection over him in the name of Jesus, that you would guard him, Lord, not only when he's here, but through every moment of his life, that this situation with his car today would be resolved quickly without any hassle, and that you would just pour out your blessings on him, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you. God is so good. He is so good. He is so good. Yeah. So also, I wanted to let you know about a project we're doing in the month of November. Our Extend Love project is, I was connected with this organization about 4 weeks ago, and God really moved on my heart to do this in the month of November as we're talking about cultivating gratitude. And so we're going to adopt Foster Care Closet for the whole month of November. And here is a list. Ken, could you pass out one to whoever wants one? Either one per family or one per person, whatever. This is a list of their current pressing needs. And we're going to make a big old delivery at the end of November. And I'm hoping some of the youth will go with me to deliver, just because I think it would be fun to do that. And, you know, it's just going to be a good thing. Note that it says new clothing, not old. You know, I don't mind hand-me-downs. I had hand-me-downs. My kids had hand-me-downs. But people in fragile circumstances, I think it's nice to bless them with something new. So she said new or gently used, and I go, no, new. So anyway, she didn't ask for that. I'm just asking. She did say gently used high chairs or strollers. They're completely out of both of those. So that's a need, you know. If you have those now or in the next week or two, I will contact her and say, do you need those now? I'll get them to her early if she needs them. So just let you know, please, 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 no toys or other household items. We are not your garage sale. Please, please. If you clean out your basement, hallelujah. Good for you. Don't bring it here. Love you, but no, don't do that, okay? So that's on the table out there. If you need more of these, of course, you're welcome to them. It's going to be a good time. Start bringing stuff in. I mean, parents, I would encourage you, this is such a good project to get your children involved in all the way up. So either give them some money and go shopping for kids, or go with them, or whatever you need to do to really make it something they can really adopt in their heart, okay? So be creative, have fun with that. Okay, one more thing. Ron said, listen, we can't stop the testimonies. He said, go ahead and run with that. You know, that's what that was about last week, right? That was about trying to undermine the power of the testimony. We're not going to let that happen, because the Lord wants you to share stuff he's doing in your life. And not only is it good for all of us hearing, it's good for you speaking. So if you have a quick 1-minute testimony about what God is doing in your life right now, I know Kim does. She can't hardly wait to get down here. I'm glad. Come on down, Kim. I know with a little bit of this story, you don't have to run. But share what God is doing.
Hello, everybody. A couple weeks ago, I had a cardiac event. And so last week when I was here, I was, you know, dealing with chest pains and shortness of breath. And I was here. And I had a bunch of testing over quite a bit. And last Wednesday, I had a heart cath. And on my way, when I got to the cath lab, I heard in my head, you don't need this. And I thought, now that's weird. Why am I getting nervous now? Because I was really excited about it because I was sure it was going to fix it. Mm-hmm. I was 100% sure. Mm-hmm. But I was so loopy. I'm allergic to contrast dye. And so I had been on 12 hours of Benadryl and steroids. And I was barely able to even function. So I paused for a second. I'm like, God, are you telling me not to do this? And I didn't get that, so I went ahead and went through with it, but there was nothing in there. I didn't need it. It had already cleared, and my symptoms were completely gone once I got the Benadryl out of my system. So 100%, and they haven't come back.
Woo! Yes! Go, God! Yes, that's awesome. Roger, you got something? Okay. I guess the tech team is at it today. I love that. Go tech team.
So this will be really short, but it's more about, like, not necessarily me, but what I witnessed when I went to the store yesterday. So Megan, I, and Isaac were out of town, and we got home, and I'm, like, so tired. I'm exhausted. I didn't sleep well when we were out of town, but we had to go out and get a couple things. So I went out, and I'm standing in Dollar Tree of all places, right? And I'm just like, oh, I don't want to be here. I just need ponchos. That's all I need. I got to grab a bag of chips or whatever it was. And I get to the front, and I'm watching this cashier. And usually, you know, if anybody's been at a Dollar Tree, like, they're just like, yep, yep, yep. You want a receipt? No, sorry. Like, but this woman, honestly, she was just amazing. She was talking to people as they were coming through. This little old lady was like, this is the first time I've been out in 2 weeks, and you know, she was just like you want to hang out? Yeah. So this woman was, every time she got done with somebody, she was like, you just have a blessed day. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed day. Like, not even like, here's your receipt, and then like moving on to the next one. She was just like, have a blessed day. And so I got up to her, and I was like, I was feeling really crap when I'm just going to say it. I'm sorry. Sorry, Rhonda. I was feeling like junk when I got there, and I just didn't want to be there and everything. But seeing this woman and seeing how she was treating other people and just blessing them every single time as they were leaving, I just got up to her and I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I just have to tell you, it's so nice having somebody like you serve other people. And I just want to thank you for being a blessing to me. And she was like, I haven't even said anything to you yet. And I was like, I know, but I've seen you. Yeah. And she was like, oh, okay, cool. You know? So anyway, that's me.
Awesome. Oh Lord. Yes. Let us all be like her. Let us all be like her. That's beautiful. Okay. Nikki had her hand like this. I'm like, is that a testimony? Marissa?
Okay. Like about a week ago, I was coming home from a pumpkin patch with my friends, and then we like saw on the news that this old man down the street from me like killed himself. And we passed his house on the way home, and his family was at the end of his driveway, like all like sobbing. So me and my friends, we got out and we like prayed with them. And then later on, we found out that he ended up surviving.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you, Lord. That's beautiful. Wow. God, put your hand on that man. Encounter him, Lord. Help him to see there's a greater purpose to life. Give him hope for his future, I pray. Thank you for using Marissa and her friends to pray with the family, but God, I pray for him too. I speak hope and life into him, and I cancel the assignment with death over him. In Jesus' name. Okay, Betty.
Hi. Some of you know that my daughter passed away 9 years ago, and her husband, my son-in-law, has been like my son. What am I going to cry for? Anyway, he's had cancer in the last five years four times, and he's had surgeries. Well, he's cancer-free, but he hasn't spoken in 5 years because he had his voice box removed. And we all know I would be in the loony bin if I couldn't talk for 5 minutes. But I've been by his side and took him for his appointments, and they had to spend a whole year stretching all of this because of the different things that happened. And 2 weeks ago, they inserted a valve that can help him talk. And we need a lot of prayer because he wants to give up, I think. I was there the other day, and I said, do what she told you. Do what you told you, because it's going to be a lot of work. He's got to push the wind up and all this. And he goes like that, and I said, you better. I've been through too much for you to give up. So please pray for Dave that he'll get through it and be able to. I heard his voice, but he didn't.
Okay, we stop right now. Yes, we give you thanks, God, for what you've done, but we stop right now and pray for David. God, again, speak hope into him, I pray. I pray that you would pour in hope like a funnel going into his brain, that it would just go in liquid love and liquid hope, wash away all those negative experiences he's had. And Lord, that you would in its place redeem every one of them and bring glory for you out of them, and help them and help him to know that you are a great God, but that you are also loving and kind. And so we speak hope into David right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. That's good. Those are all good. Thank you, Ron.